when Simin Shin Zion for up the Siftes, we'll be doing from Test 3 Yud Aleph. Siftes, Mutter Lahachshich, Litlosh Peres Vasovim, Miginoso Vechurvoso, Beshipto Chatchum. We had an Isid Rabbanon of going to the end of your Tchum so that Matzoy Shabbos you'll be able to do something outside your Tchum. And that's only at the end of your Tchum. How about going somewhere within your Tchum because you have something to do there on Matzoy Shabbos? The halach is that the walking itself is not Aser because it's only when you walk to the very edge of your Tchum that we say it's understood by all that you're going there for the sake of leaving your Tchum. Whereas, if you're simply walking somewhere, you're allowed to take a stroll, you're allowed to take a walk. Now, how about the halach of Ma'ayin bin Chosov, where we said that simply walking around your own property to see what's needed is Aser? So the Iser there is because of Imtzol Cheftzecha. It's an Iser on its own. It's not because of what people are going to think. Now, what if someone is really taking a stroll and he wants to take a walk as far as he can, so he ends up at the end of his tchum? That's also mutter. The Isser Drabanan is going to the end of your tchum with the intent of doing malacha, because there it's obvious to all why you're doing it, and that would be considered doing something for chol. Sif yud mutter lo malachaveru shmoli perish b'tchumcha v'ani eshmer perasecha shebitchumi. You're allowed to tell your friend who lives further away. So he's living in one tchum, you're living in another tchum, so you make up with him, you watch your paris in your tchum, you watch my paris in your tchum, I'll watch your paris in my tchum. That's mutter, we don't call that a schiris. Sif Yud Aleph. Hashol dover mechavero. Someone borrows an object from someone else. Lo yomer lo halveni. You're not to use a lashon of halva'a. Now in Hebrew, when you borrow money, you call it a halva'a, whereas when you lend someone an object, you call it a she'ela. In halacha, the difference between halva and sheila is that when in halva, you don't return the same exact object. Where you tell someone, halveni, money, for example, you're not going to return those bills. As opposed to a sheila, where you're lending an object and expect to return that, or you expect to have the same object returned. In Hilchos Shabbos, the word halva generally refers to something long-term, and that is because stam halva lamed yom, when you borrow money, the assumption is that's for 30 days. The lashon of sheila, which we normally apply to an object where you're going to return the object itself, that's usually short term. Chazal aser the lashon of halva because since it's long term, shema yava lichtov, a person's going to end up writing it down, recording it so you don't forget. So you're not to say halveni, demashmel is man maruba, v'ikal lamecha shema yichtov, because then someone's going to write it. Ela yomer lo hashileni. You should say hashileini, because that's not a lashon of halva. By the way, where stam halva is not lamed yom, where people, for example, normally when they say, can I borrow some money, they return it immediately unless they specify as man. So the machlokas achronim, if they even made a gzera in such a place. But otherwise, if you use a lashon of halva, it's also, in fact, the Prima Gadim even says that if you use a lashon of halva, but you say halva is man mu'it, it's still aser. Chazal aser the lashon of halva. Ubalashon las, in a foreign language, shein chiluk ben halveni lashileni, where the word lend means both halva as well as sheila, there are no two different words for it. Tzarech sheyom retainli. It's aser to use the word that can be used for either. And therefore, you have to say tainli, just give me. Meaning, it's not that there's something wrong with the word halva. Using a word that could possibly include a long-term loan is still aser midrabanan. So that in any language where we do not have two different words, one for lending an object, one for lending money, one for she'ela, one for halva, in all such languages, you cannot say halva or she'ela, you just have to say tainli. Haga, ukeshalova b'shabbos. What happens if you borrow something on Shabbos? Veina rotza lahamino, and you can't trust him. You want to make sure you get the object back. So we have cases in the Mishnayos. Yaniach mashkin etzlo. So you're allowed to ask him for a mashkin, or you're allowed to leave a mashkin with him. Avalo yomer lo helach mashkin, davakuv de dechol. Mentioning the word here is a mashkin, that becomes like an uvdu dechol, but you can give him something. The something you give him has to be something that's usable on Shabbos. Kishem she'ein lovin b'shabbos, kachem porin b'shabbos, says the Ramah. You're not allowed to return a something that you borrowed on Shabbos either, unless, the halacha is, unless Tosfos says this. This is something that you're going to be the person will be using on Shabbos or could use on Shabbos, and you're not using a lashon of repayment. You're just saying, here, I want to give this to you.